T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New on Curiosity Stream, he allows them their riches.
Putin has to be the richest of the rich.
In exchange for their loyalty.
The oligarchs have supported someone for president that they underestimate.
The illicit affair between Russia's elite and the man who rules them on Putin and the oligarchs. And World War II Normandy, an obscure battle training session takes a tragic turn. Uncover the one secret military catastrophe on the secret D-Day disaster. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go, baby. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Oh, baby. Refreshed, ready to go off a terrible weekend of picking horses at the Belmont Stakes for our friends at Mohegan Sun. We got NBA basketball that I can sink my teeth back into. What's up, Shime?
What's up, Mutt? I mean, we're coming off of a weekend where the Lightning claimed the Eastern Conference Finals. We cashed out big, baby. I understand the horses may have been a little difficult on you this weekend, but the Lightning came in clutch.
I credit myself for knowing that you had the right opinion. Just the series did not start our way.
You deserve a lot of credit.
Was unfortunate at Mohegan Sun when I started a Go Bolts Go chant in front of a bunch of Ranger fans on Saturday night. That was not the response that they were hoping for from the moderator of a big event down there at the awesome, awesome FanDuel Sportsbook at Mohegan Sun. Great time, laughs had by all. Not many winners for me, but it was a great time. But yeah, there was a Go Bolts Go at one point during the day. People were not. They weren't pumped. But then we got wrapped it up, went home, and guess what? Bolts get it done Saturday night.
Hell yeah, baby. I loved it. Oh, it was so nice.
Great call.
Great call. And I'm so proud of you for getting back in at 2-1.
Yep.
Lightning to win that series.
Plus 210. Just I told you. It made up for a lot of mistakes I made at Belmont Park on Saturday. It was nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And to think that they reverse swept the Rangers just kind of shows
wild
how good that Lightning team is. Andre Vasilevsky came back. He was legit. He disappeared in those first two games, and then immediately it's like he woke up and he became Godzilla again because he was a monster for four straight games.
All right, so while we're on this, okay, we're celebrating our life, Bolts podcast, Go Bolts Go. I didn't lose faith in Shime. I stuck with him. I got plus 210. I got all the money in the NHL. Now 2-1 lifetime betting NHL games. That's a 66% winning percentage. Early series. Okay. We don't start until Wednesday, but we can bet the series right now. The Prince of Pucks. What's the early lean on the Stanley Cup final starting Wednesday?
Yeah. So the early lean for me is Colorado wins the series outright. I said this before I even knew who their opponent was. I think I said this now almost 2 weeks ago. I was just like, wow, Colorado is so good. They're going to win the Stanley Cup. And I think that's still the case. I think this team is so good. I think the major difference is the goaltending. Again, Andre Vasilevsky is the best goalie on the planet. Philip Francouz for Colorado. Yep. Is not Andre Vasilevsky. He's definitely not Igor Shesterkin either. So I think the plays I'm going to make are, if the Lightning win, it's going to be because of Andre Vasilevsky.
Okay.
So for me, that means I'm placing a bet on Andre Vasilevsky to win the Conn Smythe at 4-1.
Okay.
In my opinion, I don't think Stamkos would have to have like 6 goals in the series for him to win the Conn Smythe. So in my opinion, if the Lightning win the series, it's because of Vasilevsky, and he's the Conn Smythe winner.
And by the way, so the Lightning are plus 150 to win the series. Avalanche are minus 175.
Exactly.
So if you want to bet the Lightning anyway, the way to do it would probably be betting through the MVP market or the Conn Smythe market versus the plus 150.
Yeah, I don't, especially if you're betting Colorado. Okay. So, like, yep. I really like Colorado in the series, but the one way I see it failing me is if Andre Vasilevsky is awesome, which is why that's my only Lightning series prop that I'm going to play.
Four, is Andre Vasilevsky. 4-1 on the Conn Smythe. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but other than that, I really want to bet Colorado. So my go-to bet here.
There's no way you're betting it at -175.
No, I'm not. You're right. I'm going to bet Colorado -1.5 in the series at +110.
Gotcha.
That to me is the best play on the board. Cale Makar, I believe Conn Smythe there is +180. I think that deserves a little credit because I don't think that there's any way MacKinnon or Rantanen or Landeskog overtakes him for Conn Smythe. So the only other thing, now if you want to kind of really far out there bet for
you. Oh, baby.
I would look for Pavel Francouz 40-1 to win the Conn Smythe. If it's for some reason a low scoring series that Colorado wins and the goalie plays awesome, well, I don't see how it's not him. Now, him and Darcy Kuemper are both 40-1. So I think it's kind of that's Vegas telling you they don't even know who's going to start the majority of these games. And so in my head, I think Francouz is starting game one. If that's the case, if he plays really well, he's going to continue to get starts. And if that's the case, it could roll into a Conn Smythe win. So that would be the pizza money bet I'm placing right there, is Pavel Francouz to win the Conn Smythe. I'm going to be placing a bet on Vasilevsky to win the Conn Smythe. And then I'm going to be betting on Colorado -1.5 in the series at +110.
But you don't have to. So Francouz is his name? The goaltender?
Yes, Pavel Francouz.
Again, no, I'm not the hockey guy. Prince of Pucks is. Yep. So, you know, we're talking Monday. You wouldn't say people have to make that bet now. Won't we know closer to Wednesday who's going to be the starting goaltender in game one? And then once you know that, you can bet him at 40-1.
Yeah, so the cool thing too is Darcy Kuemper also 40-1. So even if you wanted to place like, I don't know, $2 on each guy, two to win 80, I think that's fine. Like it's a small little sprinkle bet just because it's 40-1. I really like the opportunity.
And I find from a rooting interest standpoint that I want to stick with my Bolts because no one wants to see them win again. Like the whole world is rooting for Colorado to win.
100%.
They're sick. Is this going to be their third or fourth in a row?
Third.
Nobody wants a three-peat. And so I kind of like it was fun rooting against Ranger fans on Twitter. My gut right now is telling me in some way or form, I have a couple bucks in the Lightning. I may just bet it through your MVP bet at 4-1 versus the +150, but I'm not going truly heads up with you because I can at least be on the MVP bet with you. But there's something fun about rooting against these Avalanche because the whole world's rooting against Tampa. Does that make any sense?
So if you want to be able to root for your Bolts in a way that doesn't even necessarily result in game wins and losses, you can bet on the top goal scorer in the series, Nikita Kucherov, 7-1.
Wow.
Which awesome value. Steven Stamkos, 7.5-1.
Wow.
Little bet on each of those guys. You can keep rooting for your Bolts and call it a day.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I can't wait for Wednesday. It'll be a fun week between at least two Celtics games here. I assume the NHL is going to be on an every other day schedule.
They start Wednesday, then they go Wednesday, Saturday, and after that, they're on an every other day schedule.
This, again, it's a sports radio topic, not a betting topic. The leagues aren't realizing that people are tuning out because they're waiting too many days between games. I saw a great stat today, Shime, that there have been 6 NBA media days in the NBA finals so far. There's been 4 games.
Yeah,
so it's insane. They have 6. It's killing. It's the only thing hurting the ratings, but you can't get into it because it's Friday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You can't do that at this point.
They're trying to drag it out for some reason. Just play every other day.
I know why, because they've been thinking about this forever. Father's Day, Sunday, U.S. Open golf into the NBA Finals. Like, we'll get to the Celtics here in a second. Whatever team wins tonight, they're going to get whatever you think the Scott Foster treatment is in game 6.
Oh, 100%.
It's desperate for a game 7. The ratings have not been good for whatever reason. Because it's free on YouTube. I have no idea. But they've not been good. So good for the NHL to only have that one extra day. Probably makes some sense there. But you've been on the Avalanche now since we started this podcast. I think probably the first or second show you did. Avalanche are the best team. I get that you're on them. I want to be the villain. I'm going to have a Tampa bet. Maybe it's goal scorer. Maybe it's the goaltender for MVP. One of those between now and Wednesday. But I'm not placing it today because today the focus is on basketball.
Hell yeah.
Chris Schein, we said it once and 1,000 times. The Celtics don't lose 2 games in a row. And as you've said it over and over again, the betting market, maybe not telling the same thing. So we're talking about just after noon, a little bit later than normal on Monday. 70% of the bets right now are coming in on the Warriors -3.5. There are some fours out there, but mostly 3.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
87% of the money line money is on your Celtics. They're getting hammered right now on the money line, which I think makes some sense given some trends we'll give you in a second. And there's a little bit of smart money on the under, 46% of the bets, but 55%. Of the money. Chris Scheim has said over and over again, Celtics don't lose two in a row. He alluded to this on Friday's show or on Saturday's show. I forget at this point. They all blend together when you lose millions of dollars or something close to that betting Belmont Park. I assume, Chris Scheim, you're going to tell us why you're betting the Celtics right now.
The Celtics are 7-0 coming off a loss with an average margin of victory of over 15.5 points in their last seven in their playoff games this year. When it comes to since January 14th, which is February 14th, right around Valentine's Day, when they traded Dennis Schroeder, they are in total 12-1 coming off a loss with an average margin of victory of over 16 points.
Wow.
I'm not going to bet against a team that has made their identity defense and not losing back-to-back games. It's just the way I am going to roll. I think this team will get up for this game. One of the things that does make me a little nervous, Robert Williams appears to be very hobbled. Ime Udoka said as much that his knee is very much bothering him yesterday. And so that has me worried, but I also think we can take advantage of that in the betting market. So we'll get to that in a couple minutes as well.
Yeah. I was wrong when I assumed he was healthy because he played so much in the last couple of games. As Shine mentioned on Saturday, I'm glad you brought it up. He definitely got hurt and went back and watched some of that fourth quarter again yesterday. He definitely was hobbled. I expected, okay, he played so much the last two games. I'll have the extra day. He'll be fine. I'm with you. I don't have a lot of confidence that he's going to be fine for this game, but your stats stand out as it relates to the Celtics. There's only a couple more I'll add in courtesy of the Action Network because the trends are all on the Celtics in this game. They had 17 turnovers, Scheim, an absolute avalanche in game four. When they have 14 or more turnovers in the playoffs, they're 9-3 straight up the next game. They are 4-0 in games after which they've had 15 or more turnovers. So those are both in play here, 9-3 and 5-0. Boston shot just 40% from the field in game four. They are 4-0 straight up and against the spread when they shoot 40% or worse in the playoffs. Every single trend points to the Celtics winning this game, and I'm not going to avoid it. I'll be on the Celtics, too. It'll be Celtics money line. It'll be Celtics, you know, we'll see how we build the same game parlays out because some good deals courtesy of DraftKings that we'll try to take advantage of like we did in game four. I'm not going to overthink it. And the reason why they won game four, Steph Curry went off. If you take 100%. Steph Curry's crazy stats out and the step back shots, basically they were heads up with the Celtics. And I love Steph Curry. He's been great. If I'm going to sit here for 2 weeks and say how great Ime Udoka is, Scheim, he's going to adjust. They're going to be better. Marcus Smart has to be better. I know it's a screen and roll game and it's a team defense. That guy's the defensive player of the year. The world is kicking the crap out of Tatum in the last 48 hours. I want to see some criticism of Marcus Smart. I want a better Marcus Smart in game five. We get a better defense performance, Scheim, because of that. Celtics win. So I'm with you. I like the Celtics money line at plus whatever it is right now.
145, I believe.
Building out some same game parlays and some ideas on props. Now we'll start with Steph Curry's point total. 30.5 is still too low. He's scoring for 31 points tonight, Scheim, right?
Yeah, so on FanDuel has it 31.5, but you're getting it at plus at even money.
I'm getting it at 30.5 right now on DraftKings.
Yep, at -125. So
yeah, a little bit more juice, yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I feel like Vegas wants you, like the books want you to bet the over, right? This is a sucker's bet, in my opinion, which is why I'm not betting it.
Okay.
Because they want it. You saw what Steph Curry did, what Steph Curry's been doing. It's the I would assume if you probably look at the money, 99% of the money is probably going to be on Steph Curry tonight to shoot to score over 30. Because any casual bettors like, oh, it's Steph Curry, I'm going to bet the over, and even some relatively smart people are like, ah, that number's too low.
Me, I think it's too low. The number's too low.
And I think that's a sucker's bet because I think there's a chance that that doesn't happen. I think there's a chance that Ime does whip out some ridiculous defense that he hasn't used yet in the playoffs. And Steph Curry's limited; he's forced to pass the ball more, and that's he's not going to.
What kind of six men on the court?
No, just like double, he hasn't thrown double teams at him at all, really, in four games.
Yeah.
So you know, all of a sudden, boom, double teams come out. Oh, what is Steph Curry going to do now? He's going to pass to Draymond. Like, I think there's a chance that Curry doesn't hit the 30 mark. And now, the odds are very much in the favor that he probably does score over 30. I just feel like, to me, it feels like a trap. And when it feels like a trap, I stay away.
All right, so I'm going to be involved there at 30.5 in same game parlays. Not playing it outright, but I'm starting to build out some same game parlay stuff. And I'm going to be involved in Steph Curry scoring at least 31 points. You already alluded to some prop ideas here, Shyam. What do you want to do here? Game 5 is now just 8.5 hours away. The people need their props.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to a bet I made last game, and then I'm going to tie in another one as well. So Celtics first half money line. They don't even have to cover 1.5 this time. Just win the half. Celtics first half money line plus 118. I really, really like there. Again, I think the Celtics win this game, and they struggle in the third quarter, which ultimately leads to first half money line, Golden State minus 1.5 in the third quarter at even money.
Was it Saturday morning you brought this up, how mad you were you had not bet this? Yeah,
I don't understand why I haven't bet this. So Golden State, just to win the third quarter by two points or more, seems like an absolute lock. So I love going Celtics first half money line, Golden State to win the third quarter, basically. And then also a prop I'm going to go with here. Again, Robert Williams is hobbled. We bet on Robert Williams over rebounds because it was too low last time.
Yep.
This time it's a smidge too high. I'm going to go under 7.5. Right now you're getting that at even money. So I think there's a lot of value there. I think there's a chance we see Robert Williams for 15 minutes in today's game because I just think he's that hurt. And it's almost like the Rob Gronkowski in the Super Bowl moment where he's kind of maybe a little bit of a decoy because he's that hurt. And so that's why I very much lean to going under 7.5 rebounds.
Okay. So I'm with you on this, but why not go with under, I mean, I guess it's more juiced up, but his prop line for points is 7.5.
Yep.
Like, isn't there a chance there, especially if he's hurt, maybe he stays out there and just rebounds, but he's not a huge part of the offense. And that's an easier way to get it there. I mean, it's minus 135 versus even money, but I'm with you. I wrote down under 7.5 points for Robert Williams.
Yeah. So, I mean, so here's how I look at it. I would rather go rebounds just because if Robert Williams, I understand he may not be a focal point of the offense, but if he's getting offensive rebounds, there's a lot of opportunity for him to then immediately have a putback. And that's 2 points compared to one rebound.
Gotcha.
And if it's the same number, I'd rather go with the number you're only getting one rebound on instead of getting 2 points. And, you know, and there's a chance he gets fouled a couple of times being down low, getting offensive boards. And again, that's two free throws, possibly 2 points, which is just easier to get to, in my opinion, than to get to 7 boards. So I'm going to go under on the 7.5 rebounds.
What else stands out to you? It's a good list of stuff right there.
I'm going to go back. This is another prop. I'm going to go back to it. I kind of hate myself for it.
Andrew Wiggins.
It's probably a bad idea, but I'm going Wiggins over. It's now 24.5. I still like it. I still think 18-7 is kind of like his floor in this game, in this series, especially the way Klay Thompson's been playing. He's not been good. Jordan Poole has not been good. And if Steph Curry takes any kind of step back off of that all-time performance, I think Wiggins can have an even better game than he had last game. And that was 18-17. So, or 17-16. So I think there's a really good chance Wiggins gets a double double again tonight. And so getting over 24.5 seems really good to me.
I didn't look at what it is on DraftKings. We haven't talked about this site much, but Underdog Fantasy, which does like best ball drafts, they also do like a pick 'em for states where betting's not legal. You can parlay picks, but you can parlay player props, right?
Yep.
Basically. So it's funny you brought this up. I saw the 24.5. Well, that's pretty high. They had the over on rebounds and assists at only 9.5. So I ended up playing. I played that.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing too. If you're going up to New Hampshire a little later today, Andrew Wiggins to record a double double is over 4-1.
Wow.
It's plus 425. So, like, I think there's a very realistic chance he ends up with 16 and 11. Like,
he's playing a lot. He's playing a ton. He's become their mirror to Tatum. So when Tatum's been out there, he's out there. So when Tatum plays, Wiggins is going to play. And he's so athletic. He grabs so many rebounds. I did not respect Wiggins enough. I now think, like, he's underrated in this series. I underrated him coming in, and now people are underrating him. He's really
like
he's really
never going to explode and get like 35 points in this series. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But his impact is absolutely going to be felt in every game, where he's getting anywhere from 15 to 20, and he's coming close to 10 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's probably too low, and I'm going to look at on DK if they average off just the rebounds, assists during those same game parlays. I know that we did get a question on Twitter this morning, Shime.
Yes, from a good friend, Robert California.
Yeah, what was this question? You have it up in front of you?
I do here. Hold on. I
beat you to it.
Okay.
Brown's first quarter points in the same game parlays, 8 or more points for plus 150 or 6 or more at minus 160. Emay said it was important to get him involved early. Is it worth the odds?
I think that's hard. I think it's weird because Ime said it's important to get him involved early.
Yeah.
He also has talked a lot about getting him involved at the end of the game. So I don't really know exactly how to take that. I don't think I can glean exactly what the Celtics want to do strategically.
Glean,
to start
glean
the game.
Everybody. Wow. Yes. Big words today from Shaman on Monday.
SAT Jeez. Words, baby. I cannot infer what the Celtics want to do here to start the game strategically. So I would probably stay away from that. If you're telling me gun to my head, I have to make a pick, I would probably go for the 6+ at minus 160. I know that's super juiced and kind of ugly, but at the same time, I don't have confidence that there's going to be a realistic shot that this isn't. I would expect more of a Jason Tatum massive first quarter than a Jaylen Brown first quarter.
I would also say, if you think Jaylen Brown's going to be like the focal point offensively, I know DK is all. I looked it up just a second ago here. They're offering for player props. You can do head-to-head points, and if you think that Jaylen Brown's going to be that much better than Jason Tatum tonight, Brown is plus 145 against Jason Tatum's minus 180 to score points, just overall, just in tonight's game. So if Robert California thinks, hey, they're going to get Brown involved maybe more than Tatum in this game, and Tatum's going to be a distributor, and we'll see. And again, the entire world for 48 hours is shitting all over Jason Tatum, which I kind of find hilarious, but we'll see how he responds tonight. But if you think Brown's going to be the focal point, he's plus 145 to basically lead the Celtics, or lead Jason Tatum in scoring in this game.
I think that's a good call. I also really like Tatum's over for threes tonight. I think Tatum has to have a good night. And in that, I think he's going to shoot well from three. That seems to be what hurts him the least when it comes to that shoulder. And so you're getting over 3.5 threes at plus 105. I really like that number.
So basically, we're on the Celtics, and Shime's got some good stuff there in the first half. He's on Warriors third quarter. We're going to take a look at under for Robert Williams props. Shime mentioned rebounds. I mentioned points. I'll be over Steph Curry, 30.5 points. What else? Anyway, we miss anything for game five tonight?
Wiggins, we have Tatum threes. My last prop for you here, actually, I'm going to go Horford over 9.5 points. And that's more so tied into
Robert Williams.
Yes, bingo. Robert Williams injury means more Al Horford time. I think it gives him more opportunity for points. So I'm going to go over 9.5 for Al.
Those all make sense. Again, they're doing a bunch of bonuses there at DK. If you're in New Hampshire, I'm sure the same thing in Connecticut, which again, as you mentioned, Sean, being in New, I was in Connecticut, just the ability to just hop on your phone and live bet whenever you want.
That's awesome, man.
I mean,
and so is there,
I'll save my anger for a different
day. I haven't had the opportunity to bet in Connecticut yet. Is there like a restriction where you have to be within like one of the casinos, or can you anywhere in the state of Connecticut, can you just mobile bet on either one of the platforms?
I did not sign up for FanDuel like I did, but I believe you can sign up for both. So you can shop on both lines. Now, what I don't know, and I won't speak out, what it seemed to me is that maybe at Mohegan, you can't, if you're on their Wi-Fi, you can't bet on DraftKings. You have to bet through FanDuel.
Okay.
That might be true.
Yeah, that's fine.
I kept getting messages about, they couldn't verify my ID, but then it would go through. Ask around when you get down there. But once I got in Connecticut, once you log in, bam, you can access both.
Yeah, because DC has this really weird thing where you can only bet within 2 blocks of the stadiums.
No, that's not true. No, okay. Right over the border, you could bet. That's perfect. That happened for sure.
Love to hear that.
I was betting on the highway Saturday morning. That was
nice. Perfect.
That was definitely happening. What else? What else for the people today, Shime?
I think that does, I mean, that covers NBA. I'm excited for tonight's game. I'm really, really excited. I think this is going to be an awesome game.
Again, I don't know why the ratings are bad. I don't get it. It's East versus West. It's Steph Curry. It's Jason Tatum. But that maybe I'll get the game. It feels like they're going to try to get their game 7. I wouldn't be shocked if whatever team loses tonight gets a real benefit of the whistles in game 6 on Thursday. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
To tease for later this week, which day are we having the one and only Ryan Hannibal on to preview the U.S. Open?
Wednesday, and I think he already sent me like he likes a 35-1 shot. So,
ooh, doggy, I love to hear that.
You will say sheesh.
Oh, you're right. Good sheesh. Day.
So Hannibal's confirmed for Wednesday. Perfect. Are we doing audio or video Wednesday for the podcast?
We can do a little bit of both. Let's talk about
some video clips.
Yes. Let me text Hannibal. I will text Hannibal right after this program. Yep. See if he is available to do it via video, on the old StreamYard video call. And we'll see if we can get some, video and audio out there for
you. You have your own special Odyssey StreamYard account now. Like,
yes.
So this is like the Cadillac of streaming setups or what?
Yes, sir. It is. You know it, baby.
Love it. We're not there yet. We're not streaming yet. We are on audio only for now. So here's what we have to do. Oh, U.S. Open week. Hannibal on Wednesday. Because people want to get their bets in before they tee off Thursday morning.
Yeah.
I'm not going at all. I decided today. I could have bought practice round tickets for tomorrow. I decided not to.
Oh, that's – yeah. Are
you broadcasting live there Friday?
So the Greg Hill Show is – I am stuck at – Mission Control, so I will not be there. I'm hoping to go Thursday after our show. I believe we're trying to go as a show to see if we can get any interviews of any kind or anything that after day one. So I'm going to try. I'm hoping to get down there Thursday, but we'll see. Who knows? It is going to be mayhem in the city.
Yeah, and that's – and I talked to people around the event. I could have had to pay for it. I could have gone – it just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work, and I'm pretty lazy, so I'll be watching on High Def TV. Meanwhile, you can subscribe to the podcast. No video yet. iTunes, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. We're on all three. Rate, review. Do what Robert California did. Chime. Tweet us at BetQL Boston. We'll answer your questions here on the podcast.
Absolutely. We'd be more than happy to answer any gambling questions you guys got. Tweet them at us. You can also DM me or Mutt on Twitter at ShineTime, at Mutt, WEEI, and at BetQL Boston. Those are the three Twitter accounts you can reach us at. So tweet at us, DM us, any of the above that you need to do. And we'd be more than happy to answer your questions.
Full 4-hour show tonight into the game. So 6 until 10 with Andy Hart and the cast of thousands breaking down this game that we'll be live on really during that first half. So we'll have some live commentary on first half Celtics and Warriors game 5 at Golden State. Chime, great job out of you. Ooh, how do I say this? I think my new favorite local track is Chelmsford Country Club.
Oh,
I got to hit around my son last night when he had his golf practice.
That's awesome. You enjoy yourself?
You're right about that. It's in and it's out. The people are good. It's nice.
It is, and it's a very clean course. It's well kept. Like it's not like for a 9-hole course, not super easy, but also not like the most difficult thing you've ever played either.
Yeah, it's somewhere right in the middle. I really enjoy it. It's not executive plus course. I don't know what you want to call it, but yeah. If you're a long hitter, you're not using driver probably at all.
No.
On many of the holes.
I think I used driver on 3 holes. So
we'll be scheduling a BetQL round for just you and I. Not for the fans, just for you and I.
Would love that.
Shime, good stuff, buddy. Good luck tonight. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Mutt. Can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.